Michael Jackson's death unleashed a flurry of media stories about all aspects of the pop star's life, including his alleged prescription drug abuse.
His prescription drug use and alleged abuse.
Pop star's possible drug use.
The pop star was taking a combination of Demerol, Vicodin, Dilaudid, Xanax.
On the same day, countless millions watched Jackson's star-studded memorial service. Reason TV interviewed another musician. This song is by Sean Clark Redmond, a man who enjoyed an active life before the neurodegenerative disease ALS, often referred to as Lou Gehrig's disease, rendered him nearly immobile. He can no longer even play the piano. The disease also left him in nearly constant pain.
At times, the pain can go so deep, it feels like, you know, it's right down to the bone.
Unlike Michael Jackson, Redmond admits to having a problem with pain medication. However, his problem is very different than the one the King of Pop is rumored to have had.
Since Michael Jackson's death, we're learning more about rampant abuse.
Redmond's isn't the overdosing problem we hear so much about.
This is underdosing.
Redmond's caretaker and partner, Steve Altman, says Redmond is prescribed some medication, but not nearly enough to keep his pain under control.
It's just so frustrating and stressful to watch him in pain and know that there are forces behind us that don't want him to get the medication he needs. When he doesn't have the medication, it's hell.
I want to die, you know? I just want to die.
Chronic pain in America is an enormously undertreated disease. It's a public health disaster.
Dr. Frank Fisher is a Harvard-trained physician. He says Redmond's plight is an appallingly common one. Instead of receiving the medication they need, millions of Americans suffer needlessly, according to Fisher and other pain specialists. Consider nursing home residents. According to findings published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, 41% of them endure severe chronic pain. How could that be? Because law enforcement interferes with the doctor-patient relationship, making doctors fearful of prescribing high doses of opioids.
When a patient develops severe chronic pain, basically, there's only one class of medications that's going to work. That's opioid analgesics.
Oxycontin.
Demerol. Vicodin.
In other words, the same pain medication so often associated with celebrity overdose and addiction.
Well, these celebrity cases are propaganda. They don't reflect the problem with these drugs in America.
Fisher practices medicine far outside the Hollywood paparazzi zone in the northern California town of Rio Del. He has no celebrity clients. As he's done throughout his career, he treats mainly poor people.
Poor people are already suspected of being drug addicts and criminals, and so are the doctors that treat them with controlled substances.
Fisher should know.
I was arrested when a SWAT team of about 20 law enforcement officials descended on my clinic at 9 in the morning.
Dr. Fisher was thrown in jail and charged with drug trafficking. And because some of his patients died with pain medication in their systems, he was also charged with 5 counts of murder.
They were trying to give me 256 to life, and that's pretty hair-raising to be sitting there looking at that sort of thing.
The murder charges were thrown out after investigators determined that his patients' deaths had nothing to do with the medication Fisher prescribed. Eventually, all charges against Fisher were dropped, but not before the doctor spent 5 months behind bars and years fighting to get his medical license back. 10 years on, he's still struggling.
It cost everything I had to defend myself and whatever I could borrow. And at this point, I'm 56 years old, and I'm starting over, and I have a net worth of zero.
What causes doctors to worry about cops and jails when they should be focused on treating patients?
What we're dealing with is a mass insanity. We call it the war on drugs.
The United States isn't supposed to be at war with itself.
Altman blames the drug war for the ongoing fight he wages with doctors to get Redmond the medicine he needs.
They're afraid if they write that prescription, oh my God, they're going to get locked in jail. They're going to get put away.
It's true that most doctors don't get prosecuted, but it only takes a couple here and there, and that keeps the rest of the physicians in line.
The harder they clamp down, the harder it is for me to live with this disease.
Recently, President Obama's drug czar announced that he wants law enforcement to strengthen its monitoring of those who use prescription drugs. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.
Dreams that will come to you when you're wide open, let them into your mind. Happens more oftentimes, not while you're waiting, no, not while you're waiting.